The Lord's blessings be with you, heart dwellers. Today's August the 30th, 2015. During worship tonight, I had visions of the Lord on a white horse, with me riding behind him, on my arms tucked around his waist as we charged into a stone courtyard of a palace. And when I came to sit down to listen for his voice, I shared that with him. And he answered me. He said, "Dream your dreams, my beloved, for some day soon I shall surely sweep you up onto my mount and take you to paradise with me." There's nothing wrong with these visions. In fact, they are the epitome of inspiration for you to lead a holy life until I come for you. How beautiful are the feet of those who bring the good news. Someday, my love, we will ascend the palace steps, and you shall take your rightful place beside me in the throne room. Until then, dream all you want. Who do you think inspires these dreams anyway? And I just wanted to say an aside here. The Lord talks about us being kings and queens, and we'll cast our crowns before him. So this applies to the whole body. He continued, "I want you to think more and more about your reward. As times get darker, even now as darkness is on the increase, it is good to focus your mind on heavenly things and what I have promised you. Energy never ending, inspiration without frustration, completing your goals with ease, joyful countenances around you all the time. Living a life full of joy will be as easy as breathing. Never will there be a moment when glory and praise to me are not expressed in some way. Continuous, round-the-clock worship." Jesus, people say there's no time in heaven. He laughed. Where did they get that notion? "Did I not say I am the Alpha and the Omega? The beginning and the end, which is, which was, and which is to come." And that verse alone, time is expressed twice. How can there be a beginning and an ending without something in between? And how can there be a past, a present, and a future? Time does exist in heaven, but dimensions rotate. I thought to myself, oh boy, this is going to be too hard for me to follow. He corrected me and he said, "Just listen and maybe it won't. Give it a chance." "Okay." He continued, "Just because I haven't disclosed the entire concept in thought form to you doesn't mean it isn't real and you can't comprehend it. Here, listen carefully and I will explain in such a way that you can understand." At that moment in time, I just had a lot of confidence in him. Not much in myself, but a lot in him. So I listened very carefully, and he said, "When I say that dimensions rotate, I mean different times fade in and fade out of significance. There are so many different dimensions in heaven, you cannot even begin to count them. Each life form I ever created has its own dimension, the place that is significant to its existence, and each dimension interlocks with other dimensions so that the pattern forms a unified existence. Much like a patchwork quilt, where each patch has its own unique shape and design, but is united to the whole. Each tells a story about its individual existence and a story about its corporate existence. Just as you focus a camera, different eons come into focus by my choice. Life and activity constantly exist, but what you see depends on what I focus for you to see." "You mean the future exists now, but it's out of my range of focus?" "That's exactly right." "But that would mean that you know the date of the rapture." "Oh, how did I know you were going to say that?" "You guessed?" "Very funny. But I have agreed to the limitation my father has set, so I cannot see it. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. Do you want more? Jesus, whatever you want to share, I'd love to hear. When I say heaven is perpetual joy, I speak of the mantle of eternity that is interwoven in heaven, that is unique to its dimension. Eternity lasts forever, right? Yes, by my definition, yes. And that is correct to your perception, because in heaven your gaze is focused on the eternal. On earth your gaze is focused on the passing moment. One reason why you are so joyful and happy in heaven is its fullness, its constant expanse. Joy, as far as the eye can see, the eternally blossoming flower. Whereas here on earth the flower fades. A certain cycle of life and death has been set in motion by sin. When sin is removed, life is eternal. But the demons live forever, and they're eternally reprehensible and sinful. How does that work? The being which I have created is without death. The body, for instance, the body of the flower on this earth, goes through that cycle because it is subjected to futility on earth. But in heaven, no. You mean that every flower you've ever created lives in heaven? An eternal life? Exactly. Wow, that's a lot of flowers. Heaven is a tremendous place with interior dimensions untold, all held together by my love and my joy. Well, that's enough postulating for tonight. How are you, Claire? You know, my Lord, I'm not feeling well. Yes, daughter, I see your struggles. Do you know there are souls coming to the Lord right now because of this heavier cross you are carrying? There are? Would I lie to you? Of course not. Yes, there are. I'm sorry for what you are suffering, but please don't grow discouraged. You are bearing fruit. I will hold you close to my heart and comfort you, my child. Let me endow you with my strength. And allow me to carry you, Claire. Allow me. At that moment, I was inspired to receive communion. But I asked him, how do I do that, Lord? How do I let you endow me with your strength? Let this communion be absorbed into your entire body and being, that you might be strengthened by it, and I will carry you. Not in a way you can notice, necessarily, but in retrospect, looking back, you'll ask yourself, how did I get through that? You got through it by my power perfected in your weakness, and our communion together infused your body with heavenly strength. Savor those moments when I dissolve into your being, my love. And just as an aside, when I received communion, the little host I used completely dissolved without me knowing where it went. I've never experienced that before. It just totally disappeared. We don't use pita bread anymore. It has too many crumbs. So at a Christian bookstore, we found some pure wafers, wheat wafers, and that's what we use. They're really quite nice, actually. I don't have to worry about losing crumbs and chewing and all that. The Lord continued, it went to every cell in your body, every fiber of your being. Oh, how I love you. I know about your suffering, and this cross is so pleasing to me. So please bear with me, my love. I love you, Jesus. I know it shows. Oh, my beloved brides, I wish in this moment I could alleviate all your sufferings, but I can make you stronger. Come to me in communion. Relish my presence with you as you take communion and allow it to dissolve on your tongue resting and focusing on me, that I have given you a part of my very own body to conform you to my image in charity, courage, and perseverance. How lovely you are, my perpetual blossoms. How fragrant your sacrifices on behalf of souls. Do not harbor any false guilt should you receive prayer for your maladies and get better. In that case, I know what is best for you, and I wanted you to get better. But in those cases where your condition does not improve, remember, we're doing a great work together. You are, by your fast offering, softening hearts for me and strengthening my laborers working in the fields. I know it is hard now because you do not see the fruit. There are some things I must keep from you lest you grow proud. But will you take my word for it? Will you believe me and know that I am pleased with you? Yes, darkness is on the increase. Yes, things are becoming harder, almost like sludging through pea soup. But I am with you and will not allow you to faint. If only you will come to me and be renewed in worship and communion. Go now, my lovely garden. Your fragrant offerings are reaching the throne of my Father in heaven. He is dispatching angels on your behalf. Even your sighs for one another are capturing his heart and moving him to compassion. You are beautiful, my bride. Oh, you are beautiful.